Thank you for being with us tonight. We are just all having a big night already. And, you know, when you first pull up in the bus and you see snow this deep, you go, wow, this is going to be a nasty day. It's been a beautiful day here. And, relax, settle in. We're going to play two sets for you tonight. So just have a, it's a double header, so to speak. That's right. Been a beautiful thing. Got to our hotel. I found the Red Sox playing the spring training game. It was a beautiful thing. It's the great time of year coming upon us now. There's an old Grandpa Jones thing looking for you. Songs she's done over the years, and he and I have become songwriting buddies. And this one's about the love of horse racing going to the races, betting on the horses, what happens after you bet on the horses, and riding the bluegrass train. Thank you. Steven, our guitar player, and I played on a little workshop before we played today. Got some really nice folks there. And there were some questions asked, and one question was about John Hartford, who I was very good pals with, and we all were friends with John and admired him very much in his musicianship. And got to thinking about old John. Let's do one of his tunes for you. This one, it's about being on the road, and he wrote it in 5/4 timing. And if you're, you know, say you didn't go to the Berklee School of Music, as I didn't, then it made total sense. John used to explain the way he got it going, and it's exactly kind of the rhythm of this tune. He said 5/4 time is simply a cross between waltz time. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Thank you. No, no, I appreciate it. And it's really why we have him back here. Just for this very explanation. And then that's a cross between waltz time, the three beats, and then what we would have just done. 1, 2, 1, 2. So then the way John liked to think of 5/4 timing is 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Like a really bad circus band. We can play just like that. But you get to play this song with John. We've been doing it a couple of years now. It's on our last CD. So here's a John Hartford song, On the Road. Thank you. just a second to tell you who these incredible musicians are, along with the other two. We have... I just kid here. First, I want to tell you on the guitar, might even drag out the electric guitar later on in the evening. You never know. But he's feeling pretty good. He's back in his home time zone, where he grew up on the Eastern time zone. Asheville, Massachusetts brings us the talent of a wonderful player. Actually, he's a very good mammal player, so you're certainly not going to hear that tonight. But this guy plays and sings with equal ease, and we love getting to play with him. This is Stephen Mogin on the guitar. He can do anything. He can play any kind of music, and it frees us up to try a lot of different kinds of styles. And every night we play with him, it is truly a gift. Mr. Chris Brown on the drums. And of course, over here on the bass now, we're both from the great metropolis of Bowling Green, Kentucky. Coach applause for Bowling Green. No, his feelings are hurt already. Don't try to make it up to him now. We've known each other since we were kids, and once again, now he's back on the bass fiddle right now, and with equal ease, he plays the bass fiddle, the bass guitar, the fretless bass guitar, and the fiddle and the guitar. They're a whole different beast, and he's so easy for him to do this, and a multi-instrumentalist, he's a record producer, he can sing any harmony part. Other than that, really not a lot going for him. you really, friends, you're not going to meet a better musician than our friend Byron House on the bass. We have a special guest tonight on the five-string banjo. If you've seen us normally, you would know that, and normally he would be here. Scott Vestal plays the banjo in our band regularly, and he sends his love and his regards. He and his beautiful wife, Alice, had a 9-pound, 3-ounce baby boy yesterday. So, he's got a little bit more to do at the moment, and so we are very fortunate that we called upon a friend of ours now living in Nashville, originally from North Carolina, and we get to play. I'm an occasional visitor to a band that he plays in called Bill Evans and Soulgrass. And so that being said, when Scott was Scott and Alice about to have their baby, we're very fortunate filling in for Scott tonight. We couldn't possibly have ask anyone better to do this, and we're very fortunate that he could do it. Mr. Ryan Cavanaugh on the front of the And not many people know that actually he was the little boy with the banjo and he did the words. I kid, actually it was Bela Fleck. Let's Ryan have his way with this one. We want to reach back into the around the 1946-47 period of bluegrass music and do one that Bill Monroe would have done back when Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs were just young little guys in Bill Monroe's band. So let's do an old one here.
Oh, yeah.
this one. We'll take a short intermission.
No, really, it won't be long. No,
no, okay. It's not what you think. This tune may be in a little different life form. We did this one years ago on the live Telluride record called Ice Caps. We will be going back to Telluride this year. If you haven't ever been there, it's like a different country. But I've had the good fortune to be there. This will be my 35th consecutive Telluride. I think it's just amazing to live in festival last that long. That's less. Yeah, I used to say I've been there 35 years straight, but I had to correct that statement. Consecutive seems to be more on the word. So here's one more for this set. We got some t-shirts and stuff for you if you want to partake in any of that. I saw Taj Mahal play last week, and I love the way he plugged his merchandise. He said, "I got some records and t-shirts. Go crazy with it." Go crazy with it. There's one more, and we'll be back after this one for another fine set. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hope you stay with us. We'll be back in about 20 minutes. Thank you. Spider John is my name, friends. I'm in between crates and I sure would be obliged if I could share your company. I'm on my way to nowhere. I've been running from my past, running from the things I used to be. Song is sung, my story told, you might come to understand why I'm old and dead and devil spent, and I'm running out of time. But not long ago I held a royal flush in my hand. I was a super. And one day I met Diamond Lil. She was the sweetest thing. I declare that the summer breeze would never blow my way. Lily, she had no idea of my illustrious occupation. She thought I was a saint, not a sinner gone astray. Spider loved his Lily so much, could not confess his sins, for if he did, she would surely take her leave. But you know that the word got around, and Lily left town, and he never saw her again. Tossing and turning, causing his heart to grieve. I was a fool, I was a little bank stool. I thought I paid my dues. I thought I found a line to suit my style. And old Spider John, the robber man, long, tall, and handsome. Yes, old Spider John with a loaded hand, taking ransom. That is all my story. It's been these 30 years since I took to the road to find my precious jewel one. If you see my Lily, won't you give her my regards? Your total spider got tangled in the black web that he spun. Old spider got tangled in the black web. Here's another song written by, we did one earlier in the first set, our friend, one of the greatest songwriters I've ever met, named Jeff Black. Thank you. slave, y'all. It doesn't really matter what kind. I'd sing a song for fallen angels, trying to be free in my mind. Then when no one was looking, well, I'd drop my harvest plow. I'd find my own contemporaries.
Thank you. Thank you. brothers and offerings. Pray for the precious. Don't try this at home.
Right.
just want to make mention of a couple of friends of ours who worked so hard for us every night on the Out Front sound. We appreciate it every night. Thank you. Mr. Darren Shoemaker. Thank you very much. Great sound for us, but the road manager, if somebody breaks a string, he takes care of that. Somebody doesn't get on time, he takes care of that. Somebody doesn't get their march out, he doesn't take care of that. But from Louisville, Kentucky, Louisville, excuse me, Louisville, Kentucky, Rob Stokes, thank you, guys. Thank you to the folks for having us here. Plymouth, wow, what the hell? And I would also love to just tell you how much we appreciate the fact that Ryan Cavanaugh could come and fill in for Scott Barrett. Thank you. Cooper.